In the UK, calls for the resignation of the British Prime Minister Theresa May are becoming deafening. At least one cabinet minister has quit, and there's been an angry backlash over Mrs. May's decision to offer several concessions on her Brexit deal. Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan reports.
Tory backbenchers are lining up, pressuring Theresa May to hand Britain's most confounding political challenge to a new leader.
I think we need a new leader, and it's really sad.
Former Minister Tim Lofton.
I came to Parliament at the same time as Theresa May, and I've never put in a letter of no confidence in a leader of the Conservative Party in my 22 years here.
The Leader of the House of Commons, Andrea Leadsom, has quit, saying she can't continue to support Mrs. May's Brexit deal. Former Welsh Secretary Stephen Crabb was previously loyal to Mrs. May, but now says her time is up.
The people that I spend my time with mainly are the moderates and the centre-ground Conservatives, and the feeling is very much there that we've come to the end of the road.
Mrs. May has already said she'll quit after another vote on her Brexit deal is held in the Parliament. That deal has been flatly rejected by the Parliament three times already. Many of her colleagues want her to spare the Conservatives the humiliation by standing aside now. Former Tory leader and Brexiteer Ian Duncan-Smith.
I think there's no way on earth this bill should come back. That's the number one thing. It's dead. The announcement made yesterday was, I think, close to a disaster because it's worse. It doesn't satisfy anybody now.
In the House of Commons, Mrs. May made a desperate bid to implore MPs to vote for the divorce deal she secured with European leaders. But few of her colleagues bothered to turn up for the address, an indication of how little support she commands.
We can bring an end to the months, years of increasingly bitter argument and division that have both polarised and paralysed our politics. We can move on, move forwards, and get on with the jobs we were sent here to do, what we got into politics to do. That is what we can achieve if we support this new deal.
Mrs. May is offering a range of guarantees to Remainers and Leavers in the Parliament, what she called a Brexit deal that amounts to a compromise on all sides. But she infuriated the Brexiteers by telling MPs if they pass the deal, she'll allow a vote on whether a second EU referendum should be held. Conservative MP Ian Duncan-Smith again.
Well, I think that would be in character. That's been very much her way of working. I take no pleasure in any of this at all. Nobody should do. Nobody wants to have to get a Prime Minister to leave. The problem is that the announcement she made yesterday and the second reading has no confidence in her own party at all, and Labour won't vote for it.
And all of this is playing out on the eve of European parliamentary elections. The Conservatives are expected to hemorrhage votes to the Brexit Party. This is Bridget Brennan reporting for AM from London.